That was a fake out. Here's a real intro.
Ooh, a real intro.
So, last podcast of 2024.
Yeah, unless something happens and we have to fucking hop on the air. Breaking news.
Emergency podcast.
Breaking news.
Emergency podcast.
Breaking news.
The machine is ever turning, ever hungry. How do you avoid being eaten? How do you avoid drifting into becoming another cog? Can you escape the machine? Should you try, or is it impossible? Pondering these questions and more on the Mention the Machine.
Bump, bump, bump. Welcome back to the Mention the Machine podcast. This is episode 64, last podcast of the year, maybe. So we're doing our after-action review today, Joel.
We are?
Yeah.
In classic fashion, I went to the last minute. I'm like, we're supposed to be doing something.
Yeah.
So I took the transcript, like, hey, ChatGPT, what's my homework?
Yeah, I went through and was reading my old journals from the year and trying to piece together what the hell happened. Luckily, I did some sort of at least keeping track of, mostly of when I finished books and whatnot. So I did do 22 books. If I finish Peterson's book, it'll be 23 books by the end of this year. They were 10 read, or 11 read coming up, and 12 listened to.
Mm. Well, I believe I have to follow first. I believe I did 18 books. There's three that are unfinished.
Yeah, I didn't count the unfinished ones.
Well, I just went through and put incomplete or complete and said, hey, ChatGPT, give me statistics. I love statistics.
Yeah, I did 19 guitar lessons this year. Mm. Were they great guitar lessons? No, I don't know. But I at least can check that off the box and say I did it, and I know how to play a guitar somewhat.
I did do about 200 miles on the bike this year.
Nice, nice. We did this will be our 21st podcast reported this year. Mm-hmm. So we got that checked off. I had 240 workouts.
I didn't count those.
Not counting jiu-jitsu. But I found out that the health app on Apple keeps track of that for me, so.
That's one thing I love about society now. I can get statistics on almost everything.
Yeah.
Like my podcasts, my audiobooks, my listening on Spotify.
Nice. Yeah. Highlight of the year. I got two stripes on my blue belt for jiu-jitsu. We also rebuilt the porch steps. That was an impressive feat, I think.
Ever my first beer.
What's that?
I remember my first year.
My buddy did that the one day we were coming from happy hour or something. There were like some frat looking boys that were all real drunk and like stumbling over each other on the sidewalk and being obnoxious. And he fucking looked at him. He's like, I remember my first beer.
It's already joking with me and my coworker because like we're always in the shit doing all the work. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh, that's how that works. This way. Tell me more.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Yeah. Not too bad of a year from my bullet points that I got on there. Like, fixed the gutters finally because of Amazon and its little plastic trap. It served a purpose. I learned about cheap thermostats. I learned about motorcycle coils. We got Archie. Yeah. Pretty good year, I think.
Well, we'll go month by month. Let's see, January, my manager left and found out how much a dumpster fire the company actually was. And then 2 months later, my other manager left. He said, you know what, fuck this. I got a kid to take care of. I'll just do that. April, I said, you know what, I'm going to try and learn some more Python stuff. Maybe that's where I need to go. Nope, the Python community is not where I want to be. Let's see. July was when I got that shitty project. And I got to work in a war room situation.
Hmm.
And I learned how to make ChatGPT write me letters that will make me bulletproof. That's a great achievement. I learned how to properly AI code this year.
Mm-hmm.
I made the most amount of money freelancing I've ever made in quite some time.
Nice, nice.
Let's see what else has gone on. Car of the year before, so that didn't happen. I did not. I actually passed inspection without needing anything to be done in my car.
That's always a great feeling. Yeah, yeah.
Got back in the log again, did some weightlifting, found out that I'm an idiot and I can't be trusted.
What exactly happened there? You hurt yourself.
Multiple times. This isn't heavy enough. Oh, this is too heavy.
Yeah, that's how we all learn, Joel. Well, leave the ego at the door, especially when you're past the 4-0.
Got back in the cycling.
Nice, nice. Now when you're actually on the road again come spring, we'll see.
Oh, don't you worry, when the spring comes.
Nah, because you were supposed to be on the road this year. You were supposed to do a century. Was that this year or last year?
No, that was this year, because last year was the attempt to do the century.
Yeah.
But then we did the MS bike ride and said, fuck that.
Yeah, so this year we were supposed to do a century, but you didn't get on the bike until, like, June or July or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think we rode 30 miles the one day, and that was it.
Yeah, I did a couple bike tours, so.
Excuse me.
I did part of that, when we did the metric century, I did part of that with my other friend. That was, I had PTSD, I'm like, where's that hill?
Oh no, we're already down it. Somehow we're in West Virginia.
I feel like the word gravity well should be applied to biking as well.
Biking, I swear to God, you don't know how much of a hill something is until you try to bike it.
Mm-hmm.
Walking is fucking makes it seem easy too.
My dad's friend called for Christmas, and we were talking about cycling. He goes, yeah, apparently Pittsburgh has the best hills for training for that stuff. I'm like, I can see it.
Yeah. Training, no, just dying on them. Like, these are the hills you'll die on. Yeah, that hill, like, I've seen people biking up the hill on Negley down there that goes up to Squirrel Hill before, and it's like, psh, I'd be so afraid I'd start rolling backwards or something. Like, how the hell do you stop when you get halfway up if you can't make it? You're still going to fall over.
Well, if you're not clipped in.
Even if you're clipped in, you can still fall over.
I'm saying if you're not clipped in, you can put your feet down faster.
Nah. Same amount of time. You just gotta fucking turn your heels.
I don't think my brain's gonna be like, oh, turn your heels. Why like get? Why aren't they getting on pedal? Boom on the floor.
Nah, it happens kind of on its own. It's designed that way.
You say that.
Having been afraid of them myself and having rode with them and then having fallen before, your feet come out. Yeah. So what else went on, Joel?
I bought windows this year.
Mm.
I did my first major home upgrade that I didn't actually do myself.
Nice. Well, what about the solar panels? That counts.
That was last year.
Mm.
That was October of 2023.
But that still counts as a home upgrade.
Yeah, but it was the first one of the year.
Okay.
Next year is a furnace and air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. 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 Good. Yeah, we got to do something around my house eventually. I'm thinking the floors are going to have to be done first.
Mm. The Fab Labs can come together nicely.
Nice.
Making that list and breaking it down, having a random task picker for 5, 15, and 30-minute tasks, that's a game changer.
Yeah, it helps keep you from being too lazy because you can't be like, oh, I don't want to start doing this. And say, well, because if you start it, you'll finish it.
Like, it's like, oh, look at one part 107 question. Next thing I took a whole test, I'm like, oh, here we are.
Hey, it's like the habit book. Mm-hmm. Break it down to the smallest thing you can do. So it's almost impossible to say no.
You can still say no.
Yeah.
Like, every day this week I get out of bed, am I going to really cycle today?
Yeah. It's a lot easier when you're not divorced and full of hate.
It was a lot easier when I was 5 minutes from the trail.
That's true too, but even just getting out of the fucking house to put the bike on the car and then go down there was being more than I'd be willing to do.
See, that's the thing though. Like, I was sitting with science. Like, I could go from no bike to bike on car in under like 2 minutes, and that's including installing the bike rack.
Yeah, I would just get up and hop on the bike, I guess. But you couldn't have really biked from where you live to to the trail. Unless, like you were, like we were saying about biking on the highway.
No. Which,
fuck that, and down with people that do that.
That beet juice combination's interesting.
Nice, nice, yeah. Feeling the results?
A little bit. Huh. Numbers are definitely going down a little bit.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I've been taking magnesium before bed when I remember to, because I don't remember to take pills before bed, but my blood pressure has been lowered because of that.
I think I need to get a different type of magnesium, because the stuff I've been taking doesn't seem to help.
There's the one that's like a, it's a, you spray it on your feet or something.
I heard about that.
People say that one works for them too. It's weird to me, but whatever.
Well, an old science teacher once told me, if you really want to get drunk, get yourself a funnel, some hose, you shove that hose up your butt, and then you pour the vodka into the funnel.
You give yourself a vodka enema, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever want to be that drunk. Or feel the need to get that drunk that I fucking go that route.
You don't hate your life that bad.
This is true.
I keep thinking about that stuff too, like all these people doing all this stuff. It's like, why are you, stop running. Your problems are like Jason. Eventually they're going to catch up to you.
Uh-huh. I've had people like that I know that, you know, they move away and their problems go with them. It's like, well, the problem wasn't where you lived. The problem is you. Fix your brain.
I don't know what it is. I feel like I'm like, I see it, I'm telling you, and you won't listen. It's like,
you can't tell people nothing.
Nope.
And that's why we have a podcast, to tell people stuff.
I thought we had a podcast to keep you on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, that's true. That too also. Yeah, it's hard to get people to see their problems, especially when you've been doing the work and you're like, oh, wait, I can almost point to what chapter and which book this is.
I was talking to my friend, went to a meeting, I went to a company party and talked to this guy who's super smart. He goes, I felt kind of awkward and weird. I'm like, that's where you want to be. I want to be the dumbest person in the room.
Yeah, it's hard to be in those rooms sometimes though, because the ego kicks in and you're like, ugh.
See, you're not self-deprecating enough.
That's not true at all. Like I say, I got low self-esteem, but a high arrogance.
When I fly drones and shit, I'm like, you knew I'm a shit pilot. You knew this was gonna happen. I remember one time we were flying and like this, the plane. I don't know what was wrong with the plane, but like. It was not flying right, but I landed. He goes, I didn't think you'd land that thing. I thought we'd pick that out of the grass. I settled that shit. And that's the thing, I wish it was more of a thing. People are like, I Captain Sullied that shit.
How'd you land that? Well, I was inverted. I flew it back asswards because that's how I fly. Yeah, I still got to put together the 100 days list of things I want to get done first 100 days of next year. I got a couple things that are floating around in my head that I want to put on the probably the first month I want to get done, just to build the momentum.
Mm-hmm. I got to learn some new skills so I can get the other stuff and going. Once I get those, I decide I'm gonna branch out into more content creation.
Nice. Yeah, I think I'm gonna do the, like I said, about the TikTok, doing some TikToks for like martial arts stuff. See if I can actually commit to that for a little while.
I upgraded my Sony Vegas to a newer version. I got access to Canva so I can do infographics. I'm probably going to get a subscription to 11 Labs so I can have voiceovers that aren't my voice.
Yeah. It's going to be that same fucking AI voice that everyone has.
Nope.
That's good because I get sick of that fucking voice.
I was on an experiment that voice, claim my own voice, but like, yeah, I don't feel like talking today. Here we go. <laughs> 2025 is an interesting year.
Hopefully, although I know
it will be an interesting year.
I keep thinking of it, which we talked about before. I forget the name of it. The Japanese thing where you have one major thing you're trying to do in the year that's like. Scares you but defines the year. That was going to be our century ride that we were just talking about, the 1 year, but I don't know, I need to pick something for this year. Something spooky.
I need to scout out Ohio.
Hmm?
I need to scout out Ohio so I can cheat.
No, I'm thinking about I don't know, something else. Like, I did the marathon, so I'm not doing that again. Some challenge. Figure it out.
I'm surprised you haven't done Tough Mudder yet.
I thought about it, but I did, like, the zombie relay races before, and they were fun, but that's, like, so much specific training just to do that.
Who was fire involved?
No, there were people dressed in zombies trying to take little flags off you while you ran through freezing cold water and climbed walls. It was fun. I would do it again.
Count me out. I think one of the scary things is going to get that part 107 because I hate certifications and I am not a test taker.
No, we got to get you, it's got to be something more outside your comfort zone than that. You can't just be doing something like taking tests and fucking getting certifications. You got to do something more out the comfort zone. Joel's going to learn jiu-jitsu or something.
We'll see about that.
Get Joel on the mats of justice. I do, I swear. I think you'd like jiu-jitsu because it's a puzzle and everything is like this counters this. Then once you start getting into that mindset of it, you'll be like, oh, I keep getting trapped by this move. How do I do this move? And you look it up and it's like, here's how you defeat that move. And you're like, fuck, got it. I'm like, that's fun.
I'll consider it.
We'll get you out there eventually. Everyone will wind up there eventually. Even just for the free trial week.
Not my dad.
Tell them all the Democrats are doing it. All the Democrats are doing this thing called jiu-jitsu. Yeah, I gotta remember that word. Fuck, I think it begins with an I, but...
I-G-A-R-U?
Something like that. I don't remember. The guy that did it, Jesse Itzler, he was talking about it. He's the guy that lived with Goggins for, what was it, 6 months or a year?
Nah, man, you can't run out of legs. Stop.
That was the book you gave up on. Yeah. Yeah, but that's a funny book.
I don't like when books give me anxiety.
That's every book for me.
So how do you feel about the Peterson book?
I like it. It's just, it's very cerebral. And like sometimes I pick it up and I'm right there. I'm right zoned in on it. And other times like I start misremembering what I read. And like I have to go back and reread things. And I'm like, what are you even talking about, man? Like...
So, there's a part from Westworld where they talk about how the androids can't see shit they're not supposed to see. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's half that book. It's like, I just read this. I know those words here, but what did I just read?
Yeah. Like, that can't be a real word. Jordan Peterson made that up. That's some shit only Canadians can see.
I'm on the Tower of Babel right now. He's talking about all the other stories related to Tower of Babel. Mm-hmm. I'm like, huh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm on Noah and the Great Flood part right now.
I'm really curious how accurate Snow Crash was with the Tower of Babel and the Tower of Babel and Peterson stuff and other things as well.
Yeah.
Then imagine, what if Peterson and Stevenson got in the room together and started chatting? How would that go down?
Probably very, very cool. I'd like them to do that, but also with like Graham Norton or one of those ancient civilization people, mm-hmm. where they're talking about like how these people built stuff that we can't fucking possibly be able to do. And
aliens.
Yeah. I don't believe that, but like it's weird how, if you watch that show, it's weird how all these cultures around the world have like the same sort of myth of like, I think it's like five people showing up, mm-hmm. and teaching them how to do agriculture and shit, mm-hmm. and like they all come from the sea, and it's like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, how does everybody have that?
Well, so I saw one, it was like, oh, they're giants. That's how all this shit got done.
Yeah. What's it they said in the Jordan Peterson book, the Nilfim or something? They're supposed giants. Yeah, it's a good book. I think it's... I saw an Instagram from Tony Robbins talking about how good the book was, and he was holding the book, and I was like, do they have it in paperback? And then I realized Tony Robinson has these fucking gigantic mitts of hands that it just looked like a paperback book in his hands, because I'm sitting there with the big fucking hardcover, mm-hmm. and, like, on my lap, and he's just holding it like a fucking regular paperback book. Fucking giant of a man.
Should have gave you a quarter, Shay, or dollar bill, Shay, the scale.
Yeah. Oh, I did order that book for next month. We can talk about that. I mean, what the hell's the name of it again?
I just clicked it by on Amazon.
I bought it on Amazon too, but no, I just can tell you. There it went. It's arriving Tuesday, just in time. Tuesday. It is. Dun, 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 dun. For anybody that wants to follow along, The Art of Strategy, A Game Theorist's Guide to Success in Business and Life.
And by next podcast, the library for the website should be done.
Oh, nice.
I figured I wrote, so I was trying to use ChatGPT to, like, convert the files from, so basically I went to Audible and I saved 6 pages, because I had 6 pages of books, and then I said, hey, I said, this is too big, I can't deal with this. I'm like, okay. So then I tried working through it, and it kept fucking up. I'm like, okay, Claude, you're up. Claude's like, this file is 132% bigger than it should be. I'm like, okay, let me give you a snippet. And it's like, here you go. Here's a JSON file of all your shit. So I'll give you instructions on how to get yourself out of Audible and Kindle, and then we can build the library on the website.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I should add to my list to really do something with our website.
You don't have to.
Well, it'd be nice to. It'd be nice to make it more professional. We've been doing this for a couple of years now. We should actually have a decent web presence.
To be honest, the webpage is just for the RSS feed. I mean, but I do appreciate the offer. And if you want to do it, go right on ahead.
Yeah. Spend some time thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I used some AI and built a library set up to, like, display the books and whatnot. So now all I gotta do is take the JSON files and convert them to be displayed.
Nice, nice. Ooh, our online library.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at my bookcase the other day, and I don't know if you remember this, I bought that survival guidebook off the internet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I still have the PDF on my desktop.
Yeah, well, I looked at the bookshelf today, I saw it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that book.
Yeah, it'd be nice to pick some of the projects out of there and actually do them. Mm-hmm. Maybe that'll be what I do this year, I finally get chickens. I've been threatening that since we moved here.
That's a commitment.
Yeah. Get the chickens and then won't have to worry about eggs.
And you can get too many eggs from too many eggs.com that John C. Dvorak and his wife wrote.
Mm-hmm. Start our little homesteading. It's fucking nice out.
Yep.
And it's December.
Well, this has happened before, too. I remember the last day of the year in 21, I was biking, and I wasn't in, like, full winter gear.
Yeah.
Because of, I've been flying since 2016, probably. Well, I got the Georgia in 2015. I think 2016, 2017, I made friends with the guy in Latrobe. And, like, I remember, like, New Year's Day, I'm outside flying drones in, like, 60-degree weather. Like, this is great. And then one year, we actually got winter. What do you mean it's actually cold in December?
Yeah, it does seem like it's probably all the hindsight or my memories, but I remember it being goddamn way colder in December than it has been.
Oh, it has been. It shifted because I remember the snow days being in December, now they're in January, February.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I tried this before because, like, I used to be friends with, he was talking about how, like, he used to live in Latrobe, and he said, I think we have a drought. So I went online to all the historical weather places trying, like, prove him right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get consistent data. But it was like, looks like it's okay.
Yeah. We did have, like, not a lot of rain this past year, but then this past month we had a ton of rain, so mm-hmm. Who knows?
Actually, I could probably check my weather station for the year too. It tells me about water in my place.
Yeah, why don't you put together consistent weather data, Joel?
I only have data from when I started turning on the weather machine.
Well, there you go. Start posting it online for everyone else.
Actually, if you go to Weather Underground, you can find my weather station and my parents' weather station.
Weather Underground, that's funny. something silly for everyone.
Well,
do I need the Tor browser to go to Weather Under?
No. It's basically the equivalent of
your email address has been found on the dark web. Thanks, Verizon. I don't give a fuck. Like,
it's the equivalent of the citizens journalism, but a citizen weather stations.
What's the weather really doing? We don't want to know what big weather's telling us the weather
exactly.
is.
Exactly. when I want to go outside, I want to know what the temperature is when I want to walk out that door.
You ever see that image? It's the rock on the string outside with the Boy Scout instructions on it, and it's like, if the rock is wet, it's raining.
Yeah.
The rock is swinging, it's windy. There's snow on the rock, it's snow. Dumb bastards.
I use it more for statistical data. Like, for example, the humidity in my house and outside. I'm like, well, I should probably turn that on so I don't get electrocuted.
Yeah, every time Artie jumps on my desk or comes near my desk, my one monitor shuts off for a second. I don't know what's up with that. Like,
that ain't no cat.
Well, you got that big floofy tail. He runs around looking like Pikachu half the damn time, so he probably is.
I saw that Instagram the other day. This kid sitting on the couch, and this other guy throws a Pokeball on the ground. This other guy walks out in a Pikachu costume with a taser. He goes, Pikachu! Oh, it was so great. I watched it like 10 times.
Surprising no one. If I bought a taser, Mara won't tase me. Yeah. So I could feel it. So one day I might call you and be like, if you don't hear back from me in 10 minutes, it's because I tased myself and I need you to come resuscitate me.
I hate to tell you this. If you're at that auction for more than 4 minutes, you're kind of not doing too good.
Well, do what you can.
Just so you know, it's like, it takes me 20 minutes on a good day to get out here.
I'll call you. Well, when I tell you I'm doing it, then start your trip. I'll tell you when I wake up. You can turn around halfway through.
I had a buddy who moved out to Arizona, and I told him, like, well, here's the deal. You got a 10-hour window from Pittsburgh to where you're going. I'll come get you. But if it after 10 hours, you're on your own.
What's that ticking noise? You hear that in your headphones or just mine?
Doing it now?
Yeah, it's been doing it. It's consistent.
Is it doing it now?
Nah, quit now. Weird. Oh, well. Yeah. Yeah, the first time I had to do anything with electrical, I called my buddy and I was like, if I don't call you back in 10 minutes, call Mara. I'm probably juiced on the floor.
I remember I made one of those. Do you remember back in the day with Omni, the Omni magazine?
Omni magazine.
It was like a size 5 magazine.
No.
They used to have advertisers for a brainwave entertainment device. It was like $300, and had all these old cartridges and stuff. Well, basically, it was binaural stuff with a custom headset and shit. So I found one. I found something similar in Make Magazine back in like 2007. So I made one. And I was sitting in my basement going, I'm about to Uncle Rico myself.
Hey, that's all the fun, Joel. That's fucking just do like Lane and fucking go into the machine.
I flip the switch. I'm still here.
Or this is all a dream.
No, that would be a long ass dream.
Who knows, though? Who knows? I forget that. I wish I could find it. The one horror story I read, fucking. Had to be almost 20 years ago, where the guy was dying and his wife was telepathic, and so she was recording down like everything his brain was experiencing as he dies, and it was basically going through hell as all the neurons were shutting off in his brain. Like, he was tripping all this shit, like lakes of fire and everything else, and like so instead of doing that, when she started to get old, she just blew her brains out, so she didn't have to go through that. Because the brain was like, it was like over the course of like a couple of minutes that the guy was dying, but the brain expanded it. Like, no thanks.
So, why do you get out of bed in the morning?
Because I have to feed the cats. That's usually like, I didn't have to get up this morning, and I did. And then I went back to sleep, of course, but still, if you're looking for a bigger reason, then I don't know. Sometimes I think it's just pure self-loathing.
I've been thinking about it a lot lately. I'm like, why do I bother doing this stuff?
Uh-huh.
As you know, I had dinner with my dad, my family on Christmas Day. My dad went in rare form of how I need to be grateful for everything I have and whatnot. And like, listen to my dad long enough, you're like, you know what? Where's that shotgun? Maybe she just ended now.
Yeah, I go through phases like that too, where I'm like, why am I doing any of this self-development stuff when it's like, you know, at a certain point, I've won. Like,
I haven't.
Well, I have to a certain extent. I mean, before the internet, we had won. Like, we have the house, we have the job, we have the toys. We don't need anything more, but we want more for some reason. And I think it's probably because we know there's more out there, whereas before you didn't. You were just like, oh, Joel has this, and I want to get this, and not like, oh, this fucking person I've never seen before has this cool fucking thing, and I want something like that for myself. There was no side hustle in the 80s. It was your job.
Yeah, because your job could have paid for everything.
That's true, too, but...
Hell, you could go fucking go to work at McDonald's and buy a fucking shoe salesman back in the 80s could buy a fucking house.
Shoe salesman. I heard somewhere that the car salesmen don't get commissions anymore.
I don't believe that at all.
I think it's just the way that it's structured that way now. Because you can buy the car off the internet, so it's like they... I don't know, though. I'm not fucking staying away from car salesmen.
Yeah.
Knock on the wood.
I was just telling someone the other day my method for buying cars. I'm like, if I find the car I want, I just look at the dealer. She has the lowest price. You're the winner. Like, I'm not doing this bullshit of, I just go with a 400-ounce cup of coffee. I'm leaving. This is finished. You might as well talk quick.
What was it Bill Burr said about his brother? He says his brother goes in with the big thing of coffee, and he says, you know what this is? This is a big mug of fuck you, because that's what you're going to keep hearing from me until you make the deal. You should be able to do like Jocko's story about when he goes to buy a car because his wife is fucking like the talker, mm-hmm. and he's not. And Jocko's like, I don't care. I'll sit there silent, fucking mean mug the guy for 2 hours. He's like... He's like, I have no problem with that. And he's like, we usually get the deal we want because of that. You should be able to hire Jocko to just sit behind you and fucking stare at the guy the whole time.
Yeah, one thing that popped in my head also was, like, my dad was talking, there's a guy he knew. The guy, he did so good in the union, this and that. My mom's like, he played the game. He's like, I wouldn't trust that guy.
Mm-mm.
And it's just like, yeah, he got further. And I realized my dad doesn't have those, like, those skills of dealing with political stuff.
Mm.
And, like, I don't know how I grabbed them. But it's like, it's all a fucking game. It's annoying as shit.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're reading a book about gamification.
Mm-hmm.
Let's learn the rules and then play the rules and then break the rules.
I still don't know what would happen if I took a teenage kid and made him read all the Robert Greene books.
He'd probably get shoot it up to school.
Wow. Like, I guess that's not going to happen.
All right, convince other people to shoot up the school.
I saw the thing on YouTube the other day. He was trying to... He was recommending a book, and it's hard to get. I guess it's like... It's some Napoleon book. And, like, it's hard to find. And everyone's like, oh, well, Napoleon's such a horrible person. Like, you can't learn anything from somebody horrible. Like, was he a horrible person? Like...
Or why are you just a regular person? Like, it's weird how they do that to people in history. And, like, you can still learn something from them. Mm-hmm. Like,
He took out like, a gang of, like, 8 guys. He was like, I'm going to destroy all you guys and take your country.
Different world back then.
But, like I said, I watched that Napoleon movie they did.
Oh, God. Ridley Scott or whatever.
Yeah. And like Dave just painted him as like a fucking retard.
I can't say that word anymore.
Retard.
Yeah.
Or as my grandma would say, mental retardation.
Yeah, I heard things about Gladiator 2 that made me not want to see that either, so.
Mm.
But then again, I saw the trailer for Gladiator 2 and said I didn't want to see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just didn't look good to me. It's like, Why ruin the first one by making a shitty sequel?
I guess I'll step in that landmine for us.
Mm-hmm. Let me know when you get to the part where they have sharks in the Colosseum.
Nice.
Sharknado.
Do they jump it?
I don't know.
That'd be a hilarious joke. The guy has to, like, he's running the thing and he actually has to jump over the sharks.
No, he's got the fucking chariot and he fucking kicks it sideways and he's like, tubular. Radical.
But he kicks the chariot and he does a drift. And he's like, it's all about family.
Even better if he looks at the screen, straight at the screen when he says it. It's all about family. It's Dom Toretto's fucking age. Great, 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 great grandfather. Why is Dom fucking some weird off-white color, but his sister's perfectly white? And his brother. His brother's white as shit. John Cena.
I don't know what it is about some of these people. Like, I'm obsessed with T-Pain now because, like, he did. I guess he got into drifting, and like he made friends with this guy that taught him how to drift. And apparently, he had a car. I guess he themed it after Pickle Rick, and this dude borrowed it for like some TV show and like totally wrecked it.
Oh,
spent years trying to fix it. I watched an hour and a half of TikToks of him talking about how shitty the thing went down.
Wow.
I'm just like, that's a journey.
That's a lot of TikToks.
Well, it was a YouTube video, but he's like, I'm gonna do a TikTok story about it. He's like, by episode two, he's like, so it's part 20-something? I don't want to finish it, but you guys keep telling me to, so here we go.
I found out that apparently, I think it's Laurel Highlands, you can go on a snowmobile tour. Mm. And I've always wanted to ride a snowmobile, so I think that'd be a fun thing to do this year. I need to find more stuff like that where it's like these little one-offs where you can play around with a skill. Like, mm-hmm. you know, learn a little bit about it and then, like, you can back off or not. Like,
mm-hmm. I decided I don't want to own a DeLorean. I just wanted to ride in one.
Yeah.
I've watched all these restoration videos and how expensive all these parts were, these cars. And then I found out that my car has more horsepower with half the cylinders.
That's not true. Your car has more than three cylinders.
No, the DeLorean had eight as a V8.
Was it? I thought you said it was six cylinder.
No, I think it's a V8. It only makes 103 horsepower.
What the hell happened there?
It was underpowered. It was one of the first Enron schemes ever. You know this backstory behind DeLorean, right?
Something about the guy who tried to work somewhere else and make it, and they told him no, and he made it on his own or something.
He made some deals with drug cartels with cocaine to get the money to make the cars.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. There's always some story. I'm losing my ace bandage here because, like a dummy, I messed up my knee at jiu-jitsu yesterday.
It's like, you look at all these products and you find all the backstories, how, like, half the shit shouldn't have happened, but yet it did anyway.
Oh, yeah. Ow. Sorry. Come on, you son of a bitch.
You can do it.
This is one of those things where it's like, there's an easier way to do this, but I'm doing it this way because I started it this way.
You don't change horses in midstream.
There we go. All right, ace bandage has been removed from my knee without taking my pants off.
Thank you.
You ever see that episode of The Simpsons? Where he's like, well, what's the name say on your underwear or something? And he pulls his underwear off, and they're like, how'd you take your underwear off without removing your pants? He's like, I don't know. I never try anything, I just do it.
Oh, boy.
What were we talking about before the ice bandage?
What are you looking forward to in 2025?
Oh, yeah. And I don't even know. I like the sound of the year sounds cool, but I don't know.
Nothing beats 1985. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was a good year. I miss the 90s a lot, too, though.
For some reason, 83 through 85, in my mind, are, like, the perfect years.
A lot of good movies came out.
Because I was, like, I was like, five or six, but, like, the number just looks right.
Yeah. It's weird. A lot of movies came out there then that period, too, that were good. but I digest.
We all digest slowly.
The world's slowly digesting us. Mm-hmm. Sling blade. Yeah. Doesn't feel like the end of the year, though. Doesn't feel like Christmas. Doesn't feel like holidays. Doesn't feel like anything, really, which is really weird.
Yeah, like I was telling you, this whole week, I look outside my house, I'm like, why is it so dark outside? Yeah. It's like 12 noon. I'm like, why do I not see anything?
Wow, it's weird, though, that we already hit the winter solstice and, like, everything's going to start getting brighter again.
It's all downhill from here.
Oh, it's uphill.
No.
No, it gets brighter now. It starts getting brighter.
It's a longer day, which means it's all downhill because now we get more sun.
I like more sun.
I love more sun because I can go out and fly drones and do shit.
You're saying downhill is in like coasting, not like downhill is in like spiraling downwards towards the hell.
No. Because like when I used to fly all the time, I was like, okay, I'm going on the weekends. I gotta leave the house by at least by 11 o'clock to get like 5 or 6 hours of sunlight. Now it's like I'll leave at noon. I'll get a good 9 hours of flight time in.
Yeah, it's funny how that happens too. Because now it's like fucking 5 or 6 o'clock. You're like, I don't feel like leaving the house and doing shit. Mm-hmm. But in the summer, you're like, it's 5 o'clock. I got all this time to go do stuff. Mm-hmm. Even though the stuff I'm doing is indoors and doesn't matter about the fucking sun.
Well, my lights in my house come on 15 minutes after sunset. And so if I'm like, 5:15, holy shit, sunset's at 5 o'clock? Love the silliness.
Sunlight. Sunrise, sunset. Yeah.
If you were CEO, what would be your driving mantra for the company?
Depends on the company. I mean, I always liked Google's original fucking mantra of, you know, don't do evil, but we see how they stepped away from that.
We gotta find evil first.
I had one, what was it? Damn, I don't remember what the hell it was, but it was something like, I could always advance or something. Oh, yeah, that was the one from Three-Body Problem. Where they were like, his thing was, how they were going to beat the aliens was, like, always advance. Like, always just keep advancing because, like, the aliens knew that they had to stop our science. Otherwise, we would wipe them out when they got here. Because how fast we went to get to that point. So they had to start shutting us down. But always advance. I like that because it's just like, all right, this problem's not working. Let's work on this other one. Let's do this one. Let's do this one.
I think my whole driving as a CEO is fuck the shareholders, let's make a good product.
Yeah, well, what was that? I think you and I was talking about that, about how capitalism changed in the 80s. Mm-hmm. No, that was something else I was listening to. Like, the definition of capitalism used to be, like, you wanted to be the best baker to make the best product because that would make you the most money, being the best baker. And all your competition would do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing with, like, the butcher and everybody else. And it all worked out great for everyone until, I think, the 70s or so, where this guy, forget his name, but he wrote a New York Times article or something saying that the definition of capitalism can change, and it's all about making as much money for the shareholders as long as you don't break the rules. So it's like now these people are all doing all this shitty stuff, but they're like, well, I didn't break the rules, and they're getting away with it instead of just being like, I got to make the best product so I can make the most money that way.
Mm-hmm. There's that one meme I saw. It's like, let's shoot the CEOs. And it's like Arizona Tea guy and Starbucks.
And Costco guy.
Yeah, it was Arizona Tea and Costco. It's like, what are they really worried about? Not just the employees?
Yeah, I don't take care of everybody. Like, they're shooting them and fucking... Yeah, that's the fact that they keep trying to get people to feel bad for that CEO. It's like, I'm sorry, but that guy was apparently not that good of a person in the first place. So,
did the internet do their due diligence yet?
On him, the CEO. Mm-hmm. I mean, they found out that he had multiple DUIs. He had multiple DEIs. That's a crime in fucking Magaville, maybe. yeah, he had multiple of those, and he was doing insider trading stuff and fucking all kinds of dirty things.
But he was a father and a husband.
So what, fucking? You know how many fathers and husbands there are in this world?
Too many.
You know how much money them kids and that wife have, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw that meme this morning. I don't know who wrote it. It was like, your daughter hates you, your mother hates you, like, all the women in your life. I'm like, whoa, calm down.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about? Like, Jesus, like, what happened to you, lady? Like, we're all just smiling because it's a defense mechanism against your violent strength. Like, okay, like, we're all just out here as fucking violent gorillas.
I saw a meme the other day. It was like, all you ladies who didn't need a man, have your rose shovel your yard.
I like the one meme where it's like, remember that whole thing where it's like, would you rather be in the woods with a man or a bear? Mm-hmm. And it's like, would you? And it's like, exactly. And that's why we don't want men in the ladies' bathrooms. And it's like, with our daughters. And it's like, oh, touche. Yeah.
Did you hear about the these two girls were cosplaying as being trans on OnlyFans? And the trans community is up in arms about it. And basically the way it works out is, like, the people who are anti-trans or pro-trans, the people who are trans are anti-trans because of the way the logic works out. It's like, well, someone broke the system.
You see that one TikTok where it's like the, I think it's the Toronto police car. It's all, like, gay-prided up and everything. Mm. The guy's like, look, it's a woke police car or whatever. And he pulls up to the side of it, and he, like, has the cop roll down the window. And he's like, so are you guys actual cops, or you just identify as them?
Oh, that's the thing I heard on No Agenda today. They go, it's kind of funny. The Democrats are pro-life, but they're all about the death penalty. But the Republicans are pro-death. I'm butchering it.
They're pro-choice. Mm-hmm. No, Democrats are pro-choice.
Yeah, but they're pro-choice, and they're about the death penalty. Mm-hmm. So you don't care about life. But then Republicans are like
anti-abortion. Yeah. But they're death penalty too, aren't they? I see what you're saying. So they don't want abortion, but they're all about the death penalty.
Yeah.
And the other ones are all about abortions, but they don't want the death penalty.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
It's like, huh.
Yeah.
We're going to find more of these in the world.
All over the place. They're fucking all over the place. They're hypocritical shit. That's the problem with politicians these days, is they say things and there's a video of them saying things.
Mm-hmm.
I keep seeing the one thing about the one black journalist in 2000 or something. She was talking about how you shouldn't be using the presidential pardon for family and friends or whatever, blah, 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 blah. It's a thing for this. And then now she's saying the opposite because mm-hmm. Biden. That's like, there's a video.
We're always at war with East Eurasia.
Uh-huh. I actually wonder how long they've been spitting bullshit to people and fucking people couldn't prove it.
Yeah, because they couldn't read.
Oh, they couldn't read, plus there was no video of it. Unlike now, where there's video of everything. Because everyone's fucking the police state themselves.
I want to see the first draft of the Constitution.
You gotta be like Nicolas Cage and steal it.
You want to steal the Constitution?
Those are fun movies.
They were fun movies. And that's why I bought it. That's why I asked you to buy a dog.
Yeah. You can't hack a dog.
Yeah, you can't. Steaks.
Not if you feed that dog well enough. That dog ain't eating no mother steaks. It'd be like that one guy that I see the TikToks where he's got the two Dobermans and he always mm-hmm. plays with them. Oh, fucking, it's just mean.
I watched Dark Knight Diaries. There's an episode where the guy was obsessed with North Korea, so he did a couple stories about hacking and whatnot. And he interviewed a woman who was actually, she escaped North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking about how bad it is. And it's like, most of the time, if you've got money, you can just bribe the guards. Like, the guards out there doing shit they don't want to do. I'm like, I got a pack of cigarettes. Can you let me go? I'm like, fuck it. Give me the cigarettes. Like, away you go. It's like all these systems always have a back door of humans.
Yeah. There was in the Jordan Peterson book, he talked about the old Soviet joke. We pretend to work and they pretend to pay us.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, stretching.
Just like we're stretching for another 11 minutes.
Woo!
I think we got gas in the tank.
Well, we can do 11 minutes. We're talking about stuff that we know something about, I guess.
Yeah, so I was watching those restoration videos on the DeLoreans. Mm-hmm. The one guy, like, he basically, it was a barn. No, it was sat outside for, like, 25 years or something like that. And, like, the tires are dry-rotted. Hmm. So they got it out. First thing they did was they took the engine out because they found out there's a thing called the Valley of Death. The way the engine's set, there's a section where all the oil and water shit will go in there.
Wow.
And if an engine gets flooded, that's where all the shit is. They spent 2 hours trying to get this engine apart to figure out how bad it was. And, like...
That sounds like every DIY project ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, he spent... Well, like, the video's, like, over a year old, and... The second video was like 11 months later, and like 11 months, like 11, like a month later, but 11 months ago. So I'm like, I'm looking for if they ever finished. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So I found another guy, and he bought a DeLorean. And first thing he did was he fixed all the external shit, made it look like a brand new DeLorean, but the engine didn't work. So in the second video, he's trying to get the run out under its own power. And basically, he had to, like, take the gas tank and, like, clean it out. There was this, like, black sludge. It wasn't gasoline, but it was, like, just some shit. So he had to clean that out. He had to replace the fuel pump. I think he spent, like, $10,000 on the engine alone. Just, to, like, on, like, 3 or 4 different parts. And I'm just sitting there going, why wouldn't you fix the engine first and make sure you can use it?
Yeah. But people do things backwards, though. Yeah.
But that's what taught me, like, you know what? A DeLorean would be nice, really cool, but, you know, no. And then I found this other guy. He's crashed 4 DeLoreans. And, like, he tells the stories how all these things, like, half of them weren't even his fault. Like, I think 2 of them, one was completely his fault because he didn't pay attention to what he was backing into. But, like, all these things are just, like, acts of God and, like, the roads and shit. I'm like... That thing, like, you don't drive it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's certain things you just don't do. Mm-hmm. Especially, I mean, if you fucking crash 2 DeLoreans, don't drive a 3rd DeLorean. Mm-hmm. Like,
I remember my dad was a lot younger. He always used to joke how when I graduated college, I could buy him a backhoe and a rocking chair. And he'd just sit in the rocking chair and go, pretty backhoe, pretty backhoe. And it's kind of thing, like, you don't want to drive it. It's more of just a showpiece at that point.
Yeah.
Because the one guy was talking about how, like, if you do crash one, there's all this work to, like, fix the aluminum frame. Like, no thanks.
No. Leave it to go. It's like how many versions of the General Lee did they wreck during the filming of Dukes of Hazzard?
I actually knew that number about 2 months ago. It's crazy.
Yeah, they destroyed a bunch of stuff back in the day doing that sort of shit.
They actually made a shortage of that car because of that show.
Uh-huh. Somebody flying down the alley.
Don't understand.
Why people drive like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't either. You're only getting to the end of the alley and then you gotta slow down. Like.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear a tire squeal. I didn't hear e-brake, so...
Oh, yeah. Fucking Christmas Eve, we were going out to the South Hills and we were out on Washington Road or whatever that is that goes out through, like, Dormont, Mount Lebanon and all that. And, we're waiting outside the Chinese place because we put in our name. They're not supposed to call me. And I come barreling down the wrong side of the road in a white van. Again, a couple minutes later, comes back the other way. Wrong side of the road again. And he goes back up again. And we didn't end up hearing back from that Chinese place. It was getting late, so we went to one that was further down. Mm-hmm. And we're driving down the road, and the cops pulled that guy over. But it's like he was flying, like death by fucking, like, auto accident, trying to have somebody slam into him or something. It's fucking weird. I don't understand what he was doing. Like, the cops didn't have him, like, in handcuffs or anything. He was just, like leaning up against the hood of their car. But it's like...
It's an inside job. He's working for him.
I don't know. I don't know if you've ever driven through Mount Lebanon, but those cops seem like they're a little dickish. Mm-hmm. So I'm surprised he got as far as he did, because he was almost out by the mall.
Like I said, inside job.
Weird. Wow, I was like, that guy just went on the wrong side of the road, and then he did it again. I was like, what?
It might be a Super Trooper situation.
Say shenanigans again.
You boys like my ego?
See, well, now what they need to do is they need to do Starship Super Troopers. Combine the two franchises.
I've been watching a lot of YouTube lately. I haven't had the desire to watch anything. So I'm just watching these random videos of what the people are doing. I'm like, huh, this is interesting.
Yeah, we've been watching Fargo, the show. It's crazy how people can write this stuff, and like, it's not like regular TV at all. It's not like anything else you ever watch, because it's like super weird and super out there, and you're like, this is very bizarre TV. Mm-hmm. But it's cool at the same time.
Well, like, I showed that video, that clip from that British show, that Brissett, where the guy's trying to buy fox poop. The, like,
I don't know if I saw that one.
Well, basically, there's this dude, British guy. He's like, yeah, we hear you deal in poop. He's like, yeah, is this recreational or is this for business? The guy's like, well, we're trying to spray the competitor's bar so that they can't. He goes, you want fox poop? That shit won't come out of pleather. You want a 7-3 ratio of this to that? He's like, what do you have this stuff for? He's like, cats. He's like, there in the country, he's like, there's all these fucking feral cats, and they hate fox shit. It's like, you hate cats? I'm not a fucking Spencer. I'm not this. Like, he went down and listened to, like, a cat lover. He's like, I don't fucking care. Get these cats out of here. I'm like, I gotta see this show to see what's going on here.
Yeah, we were looking for something off the beaten that path a little bit, because there's really nothing out there to watch.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, like, a lot of TV, like, anymore, is just so formulaic. It's like, I can't even enjoy it.
Yeah. I'm amazed how many people are jacked about the new Superman trailer, and, like, they're like, I'm making another Superman movie? Like, Hollywood's dead. It's like, Man of Steel came out in 2013.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but he looks kind of Puerto Rican to me in the one shot, and they're like, he's walking to the camera.
Yeah, he looks a little weird there, but I don't know. They're saying that might be Bizarro or something. I don't know. I like that it's colorful. I like that it looks comic booky. I like
there's
that
a dog in it, so I'm okay with it.
Fucking Crypto.
That's the only saving point to that trailer for me. Like, dog, okay.
Did I send you the memes with the where if it was a cat?
No.
And he's laying there instead of whistling. He goes. And the cat just looks at him, and in the third panel, he's a skeleton. The cat's just sitting on his chest because the cat didn't come to help him. Cat's a douche. Mm-hmm. No, it looks good. I hope it's.
Was that Peter Gunn?
Yeah. Okay. Or James Gunn. James Gunn. Yeah. The guy that did Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. And the show you should watch is Peacemaker, because that's. That's really well done. Mm-hmm. I like a semi-serious superhero show.
Did you watch the third Guardians of the Galaxy?
Not yet, no. You?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm told it's one of his best movies. So.
Oh, by the way, I have a goal for 2025.
What's that?
We're gonna watch Dune Part 2.
Yeah. We should be getting on that. It's about time to watch that before I fucking start seeing spoilers for it everywhere, because. The clips sometimes come up. You know, I was thinking about, you know how normally a superhero or an action movie comes out and there's usually like a good part or a mm-hmm. good scene that you show shows up somewhere like on YouTube or mm-hmm. something? That Marvel's movie, mm-hmm. I've never seen nothing from it. Never seen a clip of it from it or anything. But like, this is a cool CGI.
What about Miss Webb?
Madam Webb.
What about Kraven?
Well, even Kraven the Hunter. Like, a clip came up that was like the first 8 minutes of the movie with him doing the Siberian jailbreak or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was all right. It's like same thing probably with Morpheus, where I watched Morpheus and I was like, you know what? This wasn't that as bad as people make it out to be. Mm-hmm. Like, if that movie had come out in the 90s, like, we would have loved it. Mm-hmm. But because everyone wants it, the Marvel formula movie, mm-hmm. like,
we need a universe. We need at least 25 movies.
Yeah, I need to fucking see a whole goddamn secondary TV show to understand this movie. Like, no, this it was just an action movie, and it was had its corny parts, but some of the stuff was still cool. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like Jared Leto at all, but
my buddy Dwayne did not like Jared Leto either. I keep thinking about the Matrix trilogy. They're what ruined media.
No, the first one's still great.
No, the trilogy. Uh-oh. Because they did the tie-in to all the shit, the video game, the anime, the web shit.
Oh, they ruined media. Okay, yeah. I thought you meant that they were ruined media. No. I was like, no, the first movie's still great.
No, first one's great. Second one's okay. Third one was the fucking dumpster fire.
Fourth one was the worst.
Oh, it was the fourth one. The only good part about the fourth one was that whole thing where they're trying to define what the Matrix was. It was guns. Lots of guns.
Nah, that's stupid. They, yeah, all the stuff that had all that tie-in stuff back in the early 90s was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All the ARG stuff. Like, there's a comic book called World Tree that has some ARG stuff going on. There's, like, a Discord for it, and people are trying to figure out what's going on in the book. And mm-hmm. In the book, it's a website, and in one of the books, they have, like, a username. Later on, there's a password somewhere that gets you access into the website, and mm-hmm. It's, you know, fun stuff like that. But
there's that one William Gibson book, the Blue Ant Trilogy. In the first book, there's a thing called the footage. And you find out that there's this footage. It's just random clips, and you don't know what... But there's a whole website that was, like... devoted to it. And like 3 years later in their time, the media gets a hold of it and they type all the new users. You're like, oh, it's this. I'm like, yeah, you're an amateur. Shut the fuck up. Go read the forum. That stuff always fascinates me. Like how you build shit like that to that actually works.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy back in the day media stuff like that. But
now it's 2024, it's gonna be 2025. We're a new media with the podcast.
Woo! We are the news.
Maybe if you're lucky, if you go to the website, you might find a rabbit hole to jump into.
Oh man, if I had the time, that'd be crazy.
I used to have an idea back in the day where I wanted to build a bunch of blogs and then like basically tell the story through the blogs. I don't know if you've ever seen the show Coupling.
Mm-mm.
So Coupling it was like a weird version of Friends. Where, like, there was, like, four different sets of people. They weren't all couples, but, like, a couple of them interchangeably dated each other. So, like, the one episode was called, like, I think it was 9.5 minutes. And, like, it's the same scene over and over again, but from the different perspectives of people.
Oh, nice.
So the first scene, you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. And you go to the next scene, like, oh, that's where that's what. And then by the third, they're like, this all makes sense now.
Yeah, you could do that probably with the AI, have it fucking write the same thing from multiple point of views, but then set them up as four different blogs or whatever.
And well, that was my idea, was like, you'd find this one blog, I'm like, oh, that's interesting, and you find, wait a second, are they related to each other? This is like back in 2005, before I even watched that show.
Yeah.
It's like, that would have been a cool thing to build.
Yeah, I always wanted to get into like geocaching and stuff like that, seemed like it'd be fun too, but... treasure hunting ideas are always fun to me.
Well, let's do it. Yeah. I've geocached once.
I didn't find anything. I think the one time we tried, I didn't know what the hell I was doing anyway. But I've got to go take the mother-in-law to her club because she wrecked her car this week. So I am on butler duty.
You are driving Miss Daisy.
Yeah. Driving somebody. Driving me crazy.
Yeah, so Miss Daisy, I'd be driving. I need to watch that movie.
No, you don't. There's that better stuff to watch than that movie.
Are you sure?
Yeah, there is. Like, Morbius.
Are you sure?
It's Morbin time.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I watched Casablanca? And then I went back and watched Barbed Wire?
Yeah.
And it's like, holy shit, they ripped off Casablanca and made it a shitty movie.
Yeah.
Well, good night, folks.
Lots of stuff like that. Well, that wraps up our last podcast of the year, unless there's breaking news and we have to report something. But otherwise, we'll talk to you after the first week of 2025.
Yep.
See ya.
See ya.
That wraps up another episode of The Mention the Machine. If you would like to contact or subscribe to the podcast, please visit thementionthemachine.com. If you would like to leave a voicemail, please call 412-294-8557.